Hello, this is Kim Huat, Singapore number one news fan. It is 9th of January 2019.
Today, on the news.
US-based budget airline Frontier Airlines is asking passengers to tip their cabin crew during drink service. Huh? Like that also must tip? It looks like Frontier Airlines is racing to the bottom of the airline barrel. So what's next? You want us to tip the pilot for landing the plane safely also? Hey, how about you pay your staff a fair wage so that they don't have to use tips to survive lah?
In local news,
Sir Stamford Raffles now has 4 new statue friends by the Singapore River. Statues of Sang Nila Utama, Tan Tock Seng, Munshi Abdullah and Narayana Pillai were erected next to Raffles. Wow, so crowded lah, like Singapore like that. Also like Singapore, CIMO, all the racers must put there. Actually, who is the Malay statue? Because Munshi Abdullah was an Arab Indian, right? But anyway, by Singapore president standards, also can count as Malay lah. And why no Lee Kuan Yew? He's Akong leh. Wait, the statues get together at night have a statue party how? Got such thing as illegal gathering of statues or not?
In international news,
a nearby galaxy was slammed into the Milky Way and could knock our solar system off into the dark, dark abyss. Simulations by astrophysicists at Durham University show that the Large Magellanic Cloud, or LMC, will ultimately smash into the Milky Way in about 2.5 billion years' time. Hey, 2.5 billion years. By then, we will probably have killed the planet Earth ourselves already, lor. Either by using all of the resources up, or nuking each other dead. So after the Milky Way gets smashed into, will it become the Milkshake Way?
In international news,
according to the World Economic Forum, Japan ranks 110th in the world when it comes to gender equality. It remains the worst ranked of all G7 countries. Walao, it must suck to be a woman in Japan, man. Next, you'll be telling me that university applicants into medical school are based on gender and the men are chosen over the women, no? Or that the women's exam scores are lowered to keep women out of becoming doctors, or? Oh wait, that's exactly what happened at Tokyo Medical University. No wonder Japan is 110th in gender equality lah. Failed the gender equality exam. Like that, how to Ichiban.
In international news,
on 2nd of January, China's Chang'e 4 robotic space probe made a successful unmanned landing on the dark side of the moon. Hey, y'all better be careful eh. Wait, you wake up the Decepticons there eh. I saw the documentary, you know, Transformers Dark of the Moon. According to the scientists, the geology of the far side of the moon is rougher and more cratered. That's mean that part of the moon never take out of its compression. Need to go for laser treatment and use more skincare products. So, is China going to claim the far side of the moon is theirs, like the South China Sea also?
In local news,
breaking news, nobody understands how MediShield payouts work anymore.
In international news,
other breaking news, Datuk Seri Anwar Ibrahim has declared that Tun Dr. Mahathir Mohamad must be given the space to lead the government for the duration that their coalition agreed upon. I think Anwar learned his lesson from the last time liao lah. Let Dr. M do whatever he wants lah. 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Be PM until die also can lah. If Anwar try too hard to be PM, wait later kena go jail again. Anyway, Dr. M is not immortal lah. That is what we assume so far, okay?
In international news,
Malaysia's King Mohammed V abdicated on Sunday after 2 years on the throne instead of the customary 5. The first time a king has stepped down before completing the tenure. We wish him happiness in life and love. This has been Kim Huat Reads the News. Good night.